Measure A will be the only measure on Santa Barbara's ballots in the March 5, 2024 election. A yes vote will support the approval of a change in the current city charter section 519 to modernize the city's public work contracting, allowing the city council to establish new procedures for competitive contracting for construction or city improvements. A no vote would oppose the approval, keeping the current section 519 that states a city charter is required to award construction contracts to the lowest responsible, as stated by the City of Santa Barbara elections. Those in favor of Measure A, including Mandy Rose, argue that this measure will modernize the city's contracting methods by allowing the City Council to expand beyond the current lowest contracting bid to consider the best value and design or build, as well as having a construction manager hired through construction managers at risk to oversee projects. A construction manager would closely monitor the construction budget and schedule, as well as possibly being responsible for paying the difference when over budget. Those in favor of this argue that the change is needed for larger, more complex projects or specialty works that need to ensure interest from top-tier, more experienced contractors, as currently those types of contractors will not participate in projects where contracts are awarded to the lowest bid. This measure will allow there to be a prioritization of contractor qualifications like experience, specialties, and prior performance to ensure timeliness and safety. Arguments against Measure A, initially signed by Dale Francisco, a former city councilman, and Lanny Evanstein, a political scientist at UCSB, stated that the measure will harm Santa Barbara contractors who employ local residents and reward out-of-town contractors with workers outside the area, stating that many local contractors would no longer be able to bid on the city projects, and that over time the measure would cost Santa Barbara tens of millions of dollars in higher construction costs and take away local jobs. But recently, Dale Francisco wrote that he, quote, acted in haste when signing an argument against the City of Santa Barbara's Measure A on the March 5th ballot, end quote, and that he and Lanny Evanstein signed the rebuttal against their own arguments. Francisco said that he now supports Measure A as it will ensure that the contractor licenses will go to the actually most responsible best bid rather than the lowest bidder, according to the NewsHawk, and that Measure A will actually save taxpayers money by giving public works, who analyze and approve the best contractor, the tools they need to weigh the combination of best price, quality, and timeliness of contractors, adding that going with what's cheapest can lead to more expenses in the long run. A simple majority vote is needed this March 5th for Measure A to pass. Thank you for listening, and with KCSB News, I'm Emily Kimmel.